L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, summer. A lot of you guys are going on vacation, and summer reading, man, if you find a good book that can last you a couple of weeks, there's nothing better than that. Like, as soon as you put it down, you could be doing other things around the house or doing errands, but your mind's always on picking up that book again. Mm-hmm. It is so hard to find books like that for me. I don't know if you guys are the same way.
It'll keep your interest the whole time.
Keep your interest, yeah.
I'm kind of the opposite of that. Once I start, I've got to finish a book.
So you commit. If you go page one, you are going page 350.
Well, it's more like if I'm like in chapter two, then I'm going through the whole thing, for sure. Yeah.
All right.
But you're right. I think it starts like when you're in like middle school and high school, and you get those summer reading lists that you have to take home from school, and you got to read all these books by the time you head back to school in the summer. So it kind of trains you that summertime is when you need a good book. And we were talking about it the other day, and all of us were like, yeah, we've always got, you know, some sort of book going, but definitely, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, definitely. So what we decided to do here is pick each other's summer reading lists, pretty much. Because sometimes you're so close to it that you feel like you've just read everything that's going to be good. But the best way to find out a book that might fit your personality might be through the eyes of somebody else. So what we've done here is we have all of our names right here. I'm going to pull one out, and that person is going to be responsible for picking the books for everybody else on the show to read this summer, okay?
While wearing the morph suit or just...
No, we're going to keep the morph suit. I know you're always looking for a reason to get back into that thing.
Bobby Cox is jacking with us.
He's jacking with me.
Oh, yeah.
You're the only one.
Let's not say us.
We had a side bet that every time Bobby Cox, the manager of the Atlanta Braves, got kicked out of a game, that one of us was going to go on the streets in a morph suit. And it's only happened one time. Bobby gets kicked out. In any other season, Bobby kicked out about every three games. And this year it's just been once, and Melissa's had to wear this.
Of course, because if you're new to the Burt Show, I lose every bet. It's just, I mean, it's not rigged. It just naturally happens.
What if it only happens twice? Once before the break and once after the break, and both times Melissa's name is drawn.
I ain't getting my... You can take my name right out of that.
I think she said she's not wearing it again. We've been working with each other for a long time.
You look so good in it.
Right. Jeff, your name has been selected as the first to choose books for the rest of us for the summer. And maybe you guys listening will hear something and go, okay, man, I'll give that book a try.
Can I do it in the morph suit?
That's what you want to do. Sure. Sure.
Will you help me put it on again, Melissa?
Yes, I will.
It took more than one person, so I'll help too. How come he can tell short jokes and I can't tell a heavy person joke?
When's the last time he told a short joke?
I giggle all the time.
I giggle.
A concert. Go on.
You're sensitive. I'm just kidding.
Anywho.
Hi, Jeff.
Melissa.
Yes.
Because you're kind, I'll do you first.
Okay.
Because Melissa was the second on the show on board with Twitter. She believed me years ago when I told her it'd be neat. I figured I'd give her a Twitter-based book.
Okay.
Beep, my dad says, based on the tweets of the same name.
That's, I love that the tweet account.
That's actually a book, and it's going to be a TV show with William Shatner,
playing
the dad, so it's all about Melissa.
For those that don't know what those tweets are and what the premise is, tell them.
It's a guy who tweets, bleep, his dad says, and they're very funny.
And his dad is just like this old school, cantankerous, just salty dude.
He's awesome.
I had pulled some up yesterday because I was going to bring some to read, but he really cusses in pretty much every one of them. Like it's a challenge to find one that's usable. But it's like the old, it's like the angry old uncle isms, and
they're so funny.
And when I think of angry old uncles, I think of Melissa. So I thought that would be perfect book for her.
Can I go sidebar for just one second?
Yeah.
I just used a word and I don't know what the meaning is.
Okay.
I've seen the word cantankerous before, and I think I used it properly.
You'd use it perfectly, actually.
But what is it?
It means sexually aroused.
No. I think it's sort of like caustic and kind of grouchy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you used it really well.
That's what I figured, but I wasn't 100%.
I was actually impressed when you said it. I was like,
And in a different context, it can mean turned on.
You've got some weird morph suit turned on thing going. It's been a bit, hadn't it?
The morph suit makes me cantankerous. And then
Or you could say, Jeff needs to go... and have a massage with a happy ending. So he stops being cantankerous.
Without the morph suit on.
Right.
You're gross.
Well, it's impossible for him to do that without
it's
the morph
summer
suit.
But anyway,
go
list.
Ahead.
This is
anyways,
summer reading list.
Moving on to Wendy and away from the pervs in the room. For a couple of reasons, I would like to give Wendy a dictionary.
So you could have looked up the word cantankerous for me.
I know. But you didn't
That's
know what it
rude.
Meant.
Now, it's not rude because she's...
I'm really reading the dictionary.
She's addicted to words with friends, mm-hmm. right? So that could help her play words with friends, right?
What is that, words with friends?
It's pretty much Scrabble, but without saying Scrabble for the iPhone, and I play it every day.
It's an application, right?
We busted him in last week's meeting, Bert. You weren't there, but at the beginning of the meeting...
We weren't really meeting at the moment we were doing this.
Right.
Y'all were discussing.
You guys have been playing that game in the middle of our brainstorming meetings before.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely have.
And so...
I get no denial.
So, anyways...
We weren't really meeting at the time y'all busted, but anyway, go ahead.
A couple of us were. So, we... that we called him out on the air. We did a Words with Friends intervention for both Wendy and
Melissa.
Well, the
thing is, I've been playing this for a long time, and I've been trying to... Anyway, we're off the topic, but I've been trying to talk Wendy into playing it, and she finally is now playing it.
So, and then, so that's reason one that she could use a dictionary, and then reason two is you just need to know some more words.
So I'm really reading a dictionary?
Yeah.
You have to read the whole dictionary.
The whole dictionary, front to back.
Oh, this is going to be a fun summer.
Every day we can pick a letter.
Woo! By the pool looking hot. I'm in the D category, everybody.
Oh, honey, you won't get past aardvark. I promise.
I'd be bored.
No, not for her. I mean, who could read a dictionary?
Don't be
anybody.
Rude.
Nobody could get past the A's in a dictionary.
But you're also rude to
I'm going to switch mine for you and pick the Bible because you need some more love.
All right.
Jen's is going to be self-explanatory. Obviously, she got engaged, so baby-wise. Because that's real. I mean, come on. Who are we kidding? She's not getting married. She's getting knocked up. I mean, the whole Superman Grant thing, he's mm-hmm. just a speed bump on the road to fertility.
Yeah, the over-under on you getting pregnant is probably about 3 weeks after you getting married.
Well, okay. And y'all are fast-forwarding way more than I am.
And by weeks, do you mean hours?
It could be. Mm-hmm. So are you serious about the baby-wise thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that like a book on how to make your baby sleep?
Yeah, it's a book on how to raise your kid and everything.
Yeah, the only thing you're missing is a baby. Outside of that, it's a great selection.
You need a baby.
By the end of the summer. And then, Bert, for you, because this is just how you roll, Heart of the Matter by Emily Giffen. I know that you like that chick lit, you know, those books that, you know, for women, chick by
lit.
Women. Yeah, chick literature.
Jonathan Sparks or whatever. Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, more like Candace Bushnell stuff. The woman who wrote Sex in the City.
Oh, I've read that all of hers.
Yeah.
So I figured that you'd really be able to wrap your mind around a good, you know, out on the beach. Now, what I was going to do is I'll
the good news is now I have an iPad, so nobody has to know that I'm actually reading that.
Well, I was going
to
say,
you don't ever have to see the cover anymore.
That's a great point.
That's what I was going to suggest. I said, I'll buy you the book, but then I'll also get you a Sports Illustrated that you can just glue to the cover so when you're out on the beach... Nobody can see
to wrap it around.
Yeah.
I did that with Maxim magazines and Twilight. I didn't want anybody to see that I was reading Twilight, so I wrapped it in like the 100 hotties from Maxim.
Right.
All of these, if there was anything in there you think that might be interesting for you as far as a book to read this summer, these are all going
like
up.
The like the dictionary.
Like the dictionary.
Wendy, I'm trying to help. It came from a place of love.
I'll learn a lot of words.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bert Show.
Let me try to define this relationship that my wife has forged with another dude over the last year and do it in a way that's objective.
Okay. Well, because we've talked about this. We've mentioned this before in the past because we were debating whether when you're with somebody, you're in a couple, let's say you're married, the idea of friends before you got together of the opposite sex and friends after you got together of the opposite sex, and which is okay and which is not okay. So this came up in conversation a while mm-hmm. back because of that.
And my philosophy on it is, look, you can have as many guy friends or girlfriends as you want before you guys become a couple. Mm-hmm. But my feeling on the whole thing is once you get coupled or you're married, that at that point, you make friends with the couple.
Yeah, right. I agree with you.
Agreed.
You don't necessarily make friends with just one person, because right. then it gets a little iffy to me. That's just always been my philosophy on the whole thing.
Because I don't trust the intention of the single person if they come in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially.
I don't mean to sweat. I don't know what you're,
no, you're not.
To say.
No, no, no.
Melissa's making it really nice and hot in here for you.
No,
no, no, no. Feel free.
I'm just going. By the second.
I'm just going over what
warmer.
We had talked about before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's an opposite side warmer. To this, and I got emails and I got tweets about, you know, from the other side saying they don't subscribe to that theory. That mm-hmm. once you get into a committed relationship, it's the rules still apply. Like trust is trust.
Right.
So I've heard that theory, but let me just tell you what's been going on with my wife and this dude Mike. So he is a webmaster that has been helping us out with Burt's Big Adventure and some other side projects also. And I'll be totally honest with you, he's a really great guy. He's a really, really, really nice guy. There's nothing wrong with this dude at all, man. But he and my wife, because Stacy runs Burt's Big Adventure, has a large part in our charity event, or our charity, that she's been working very closely with this guy. And at first it was just professional, but then I saw texts going back and forth, maybe like last summer, mm-hmm. to each other.
Okay.
And then she started bringing his name up more and more. And maybe it's two summers now. My sense of timing is always a little bit jacked up. But then there were some pictures like of the kids exchanged and stuff like that. And I just felt like I'm not cool with this. And again, she's just started bringing up stuff that was going on in his life. Like intimate details of struggles that he was going on. Like stuff she might say to me about a girlfriend.
Now, is he married?
He is not married.
Okay.
He's gone through a pretty tough time the last year.
This is the guy that looks just like Hollis, right?
That's my son.
Right?
So I started to get concerned about it, and I certainly expressed my concern to my wife that the thought of having a girlfriend, a friendship start outside of our marriage, mm-hmm. was never even on my radar. I just never even thought that that was really a possibility. So when she started forming this relationship, I just really didn't know what to do with it. I was jealous. I felt insecure. Like, what is he providing her that I'm not? Why is she going to this guy? Why are they talking about intimate details? And then I started asking her, like, are you confiding in him stuff that's going on in our relationship? Because essentially they're, I don't know that they're best friends yet, but they're like second tier friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Stacey and I talked about it for a while, and it was a source of tension in our relationship for a good couple of months.
What did she say about it?
She really sort of took a hard line on it, that there's nothing to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. You've got to trust me. You've got to trust this relationship, and this is something that you're going to have to work through, which upset me even more.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I do, and just let me give a sidebar here, that there have been times in our relationship when Stacy and I don't agree on things, and I say this is more of a you being insecure thing, so deal with it. Like if I'm going on a guy's trip and we're going to Vegas and Stacy has been insecure about it, there have been times where I say, you know what, I'm going on the trip, nothing's going to happen, you got to trust me, deal with it, see you later. So I really don't subscribe in that everything has to be great all the time between the two of y'all, because there are just going to be some times, at least in my marriage, where we just don't agree. This one was a big one, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you've used that. If you've used that card before, then you can't get mad at her for using it.
Well, it's different going on a guy's trip and having a friend of the opposite sex. That's very different. Those are two. That's like apples and oranges in my book. Because what if you were forming a friendship with a woman that was not friends with Stacy and that you were having intimate conversations with?
That's exactly what I said to her. And let me give the phone number out real quick, too, just in case you want to get in on this. It's 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. It's exactly what I said to her.
And, you know, what if this woman was going through a lot of struggles in her life and confiding in you about it, but wasn't friends with Stacy? I mean, I think in any sort of relationship situation, all you have to do is flip-flop it. And say, would I feel uncomfortable if this whole situation was reversed? And if the answer is yes, then you have your answer.
What was her response?
That was exactly my reaction to it, too. And it almost was like we were talking about two different languages.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like we were coming from two completely different schools of thought on it that we just couldn't get past it. Like, she thought that my But my ideas about this were so out of left field, and I thought hers were so out of left field that it felt like we were talking two different languages. And I just want to defend, I want to play defendant on her part for just 1 second, because the two of them did try to bring me into this friendship for a while, but I was reluctant to it. So her argument was, here it is. You can be part of this. Let's all do this together. So we were going out and we were hanging out and we were sort of like this friendship triangle thing going on, but it never quite fit right for me.
But what was her response when you did the Jen thing and reversed it?
She said, fine, that'd be fine with me.
Oh.
So I said, so if I start a friendship with somebody that's, and this dude is, he's an attractive guy. He's a good looking dude. So if I come home the next day and I say, look, I've started to form this friendship, or you see me texting back and forth with this new woman and she's just a friend, you're going to be fine with it. And she said, so long as you bring me in, then I'm cool with it. Which they did, and I didn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
No, I just...
Don't hold back.
Well, my thought is that if Katie and I... I'm put myself in the situation. Katie and I... there's a woman that comes into our relationship, and Katie's friends with her. I have a problem trusting that other person. If you're a single person coming in to be... friends with a couple, and you only gear your attention and your energies toward one person, I don't trust your intention. I just don't, because I'm very careful. When I was single, and even with Katie, I'm very careful about including the couple as one unit. I would never do anything with anybody solo that I just met. Like, one of my best friends, she's in a couple relationship. That girl, you know, her girlfriend has trust me completely, because she and my best friend have been friends for almost 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
If something was going to happen, it would have happened. And it's not going to happen. So she trusts that. But if I just met them, I would never do anything with one of them in private. I would never spend time solo with one of them, ever. I just wouldn't do it. Because what's the point in causing the tension within a relationship? What's the point? Unless you've got, I don't know, bad intentions.
I think her point, the way I heard it, was like, it's no different to her. It doesn't matter if it's a guy, it doesn't matter if it's a woman. Trust is trust. Either I trust her or I don't. So at the end of the day, I embraced it and said, you know what? You're right. I do trust you. And again, I really want to reiterate that the dude that she's been hanging out with if Stacey wasn't involved, this is a guy I'd hang out with. He's a really solid, nice guy.
What about just the fact that you weren't comfortable with it? Like, doesn't that make her,
have
isn't
any
that
validity?
Again, I'm just going to argue on, I'm going to play public defender for Stacey and say that I have learned in the 16 years that I've been in this relationship that there are just some things that don't fit well, and you sort of have to live with it sometimes, so long as it's not a deal breaker. And I'm hoping this isn't a deal breaker. And I think I would have said to her at some point, I just don't want you to be in this relationship at all. Forget it. No, it's too hard for me. No, forget it. I'm out. If it continues, then she would have said, okay, if it's causing you that much stress, then go ahead. And I never made that demand of her.
Well, because I know all this is leading up to you talking to him, so I'm curious what you said to him.
Yeah, because I did. I talked to him about it this weekend. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I just want to say that I've been through the same thing, except for with my ex-husband. He had a friend that he made at the gym that he confided in about our relationship. And next thing you know, he left me and our child and has been with her for the last 4 years.
Oh, that's comforting. Cool. Thank
you. Cool. Anything else you want to add to that? Oh, and by the way, he caught a marlin.
There is this theory that I've been reading about in this book I'm reading. And it's this woman who's done all this research about infidelity and why it happens and this and that and the other thing. And there is a theory about windows and walls that she talks about. I'll try to concisely say it, but it'd be much better if you read it. But basically, is that your marriage has all these walls around it. And when you form a friendship with someone of the opposite sex, where there are typically walls around the intimate things of your marriage, all of a sudden there's a window. And there's a window into your marriage to someone else because you're sharing intimate things about that and the issues you're having or the troubles you're having with someone else. Well, then it's just a friendship. So you're afraid that your spouse is going to be mad at you for starting that friendship. So all of a sudden you don't tell your spouse about that friendship because you have opened up this window to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So where there used to be windows only with your spouse and sort of walls around your marriage, all of a sudden there's walls where there used to be windows with your partner. And then there's, I'm not explaining it
no,
very
but
well.
I get what you're saying. Your whole window and wall analogy and all that.
It's not mine. It's a researcher who's done you know, years, I mean, over decades of work about infidelity.
We should put that link up on our website. Mm-hmm. But I felt it starting to happen when she first started forming this relationship, because I was checking her texts all the time when she wasn't around.
Really?
Really?
And every time I did, there was another text from the dude.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And she wasn't again helping. Telling me, and she wasn't telling me, you know, how advanced this relationship was getting.
Wow.
And this was all going down last summer, y'all. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a coworker that I'm together a lot of the time during the day with, and my husband has a big insecurity to it. We don't text a lot during the weekend or our off time, but when he does text me, my husband gets really angry. But honestly, I have never thought about any type of relationship other than a friendship with him, just because we're together all the time. We get to know each other well, just because, you know, we spend 40 plus hours a week together.
Yeah, I'm trying to embrace that. I'm trying to embrace that.
But if it makes your husband uncomfortable, I don't understand why you just don't bail on it. Like, aren't your husband's feelings important?
Yes, they are. And that's why, you know, I've really tried to cut out that weekend texting, or if his girlfriend does something over the weekend that he's happy or displeased with, if he'll text me about it, I've tried not to answer him back. And same scenario with us, you know, just trying to keep it in the office, just on a friendship basis with everybody in the office as a group.
But then again, if you're hiding it, then it doesn't sound legit. But I also know that I was making such a big deal out of it that I think Stacey felt forced to sort of hide what was going on.
Okay, I found it. Her name is Shirley Glass, author of Not Just Friends, Protect Your Relationship from Infidelity and Heal the Trauma of Betrayal. And it's 7 steps to make sure that you can prevent it from happening. So we can link to this.
We'll do that.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Burt Show.
All right, so let me try to reset this here, and I don't think I'm doing a really good job on being Stacey's public defender, because I can't find anybody on the phones that agrees with what she's saying, and I even told our phone screener, Joanna, try to find somebody from the other side here. So I don't feel like I'm doing a good job representing Stacey here.
No, you're doing fine.
Yeah, but what if Stacey's just wrong?
If you're just checking us out this morning, I have been married for 13 years. I've been with the same woman for 16 years. So we somehow think that we've got this thing worked out pretty well. But about a year ago, my wife forged a relationship with a guy that we work with quite a bit on our charity, and he does a lot of web work with us also. Really, really nice guy named Mike. And they have just become more and more tight, tighter and tighter over the last year. And I'm getting tighter and tighter about their tight ship.
Your chest is getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where they're texting each other quite a bit. She knows a lot about his life. I'm not sure he knows a lot about ours. But look, if this was a girl, I'd have no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's a dude has had me concerned for over a year.
And a good-looking dude who kind of looks like you.
You think he looks like me?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Really?
Really?
Well, then he's a younger, thinner, better surfing, better looking dude than I am.
Andy caught a marlin yesterday.
So Stacey and I have really, it was a source of tension for months for us. And, mm-hmm. and my final conclusion to the whole thing, because she wasn't giving in, was really, okay, this is the part that I understand what she's saying is, trust is trust. And why should it matter if it's a guy or if it's a woman? If I trust that my wife's not going to screw around, then I trust that my wife's not going to screw around. So I'm going in all on it, 100%. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just think if the roles were reversed, she would have a big ol' issue.
Well, and I took that road for a while there. I got to be honest with you, because when we had the talk and I said that, I started to think in my head, okay, let's play this out. I'm going to find a girl within our circle that I can just start to form a friendship with and see how Stacey handles it. But
then you thought it's playing games.
No, I just couldn't find the right girl.
No girl wanted to be my friend.
I couldn't find the right girl.
It was playing games. Melissa, that seems like an immature way to handle it. But
why don't you just twit-pick a couple pictures of Joanna at your house today, playing with your dog?
We're just friends.
You just go, hey, my friend Joanna came over to hang out with my dog, with Pancake.
Hey, Doug, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there was never a cheating spouse who wasn't friends with the other person first. My first wife, she was just friends with the guy at work, and like your wife, he was a great guy, and I liked him, but they wound up having an affair, and that's the natural order of things for feelings to grow after time.
Let me play a really naive angle here then, okay? So if you're doing everything you can as a husband and as a wife, right?
Okay.
And she or he screws around on you, there's nothing you could have done about that, right? If
well,
I'm
were you doing everything that you could if she has another male friend?
I don't know. That was sort of my take with her also. And I feel the whole room is holding back. Let's go, y'all. I'm asking
well,
you for input.
You say there's an, is Stacey out of town?
She is.
Okay, good. That'll make it easier.
Why do you think I've been talking about it for hours?
Because, my thought with the whole thing is once it became an issue for her, for you, her friendship with him, then to me the bigger problem is she didn't recognize it was an issue. Like, I don't think I buy into your whole, well, you just got to get over it philosophy of marriage. Like, I think once you made it apparent that her behavior was upsetting to you, mm-hmm. I'm more disturbed by the fact that she doesn't want to stop that behavior to make you more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That to me is the issue. Like, they may just be friends, probably not, but they may just, it's very possible that nothing has ever happened, I'm lying right now, between them. But if it hasn't, she should just not want to be a part of it because
it's making me that
you.
Upset. All right, so let's evolve a couple of months now. So I embrace it, and I'm like, okay, you guys want me in on this friendship? Let's go. Mm-hmm. So I did. I embraced it, and since then, we've all been hanging out. When we were down in St. Augustine over the weekend, we all hung out. He texts me from time to time. I text him back. And to be honest with you, we have gotten tighter, he and I. So we were out this weekend, and we were getting our drink on pretty good.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, and it wasn't calculated or planned, but you know what? At one point of the night, Stacy and some girls were dancing on the dance floor, and it was just he and I at the table. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't calculated. It just came out. And he doesn't drink, and I do. So I put him at an advantage. And I just said, you know, I got to tell you that, especially in the beginning of this relationship that you have with Stacy, that I haven't been entirely comfortable with it. And he said, I know. And I said, well, how do you know that? Because if his answer was Stacy has told him, I was going to be upset. And he said, well, I have friends in Atlanta and they listen to the show. So I know what you said over the last couple of months. So I said to him, this has just never been an option for me. I never thought that it was an option for me to go out and form really tight friendships with girl friends like Stacy has with you. So I just wanted out there that I'm just not entirely comfortable with this whole thing. And he said to me that he looked me right in the eyes and he said, I want to let you know that nothing will ever happen between Stacy and I. That he has been That he's been on the other side of things and he knows what that feels like and or has felt like. And it will never, ever, ever happen and I don't have to worry about it. That was pretty much it.
All right. See, now from my perspective. Now, I'm pretty conservative on this because I think it's just ridiculous for someone to defend a friendship outside of your marriage so much that you have felt that you've had to compromise in order for their friendship to be maintained. Also, you know, benefit of the doubt, sure. He means what he says. Great. I've had persons that have cheated on me say that to me. I would never do that to you is the words out of their mouth, and they did it. So, you know, I just feel like why is it so worth it? To me, why is it worth the tension and why is it so worth it to make you uncomfortable? Because the burden is on them now. The burden is on Stacy, and they better not do anything, especially after bringing you into it and him saying that. Because the thing is, the worst thing in the world is for you to be a fool. And they're the ones that control whether you're a fool or not.
See, I think at the end of the day that's what – this is going to sound so cheesy and Hallmark card – that's really what love is that you've got to open yourself up so much and you got to say, okay, I trust you 100%. And that's what I'm doing
here.
But
you don't take advantage of that trust on the other end and love the person. That's my view.
But you always talk about the, I forget what the words you use, but like the line in the sand or whatever it was, something to that effect.
Sometimes you got to dig in.
Yeah. Like, why aren't you digging in on this? Like, why aren't you saying? And I'm not. These are all doomsday stories. But Jessica has a great story of a friend that she knew who lives on the West Coast, and there was a situation that same situation you were in. His wife was too friendly with a dude who lived down the street, and this guy worked. She only worked half days. He worked half days. They were really friendly, hanging out. There's no evidence of anything physical or inappropriate beyond a close friendship. This guy said, I just want to let you know I'm uncomfortable with that. She said, too bad. He goes, it's not too bad. I'm uncomfortable with it, and it's embarrassing to me, and I don't like it, and I'm drawing a line in the sand, and you have 30 days to end your friendship with him. Do it however you want. I'm giving you 30 days. She didn't change a thing. 30 days later, she came home from work, and there's a U-Haul in the driveway.
Is that right? Wow. She ended up with the other dude?
She was with him for a while, and they didn't work out, and then she dated another guy for a while, and now she's back with her husband, the guy who moved out after years of counseling and stuff. But he just said to her, this makes me uncomfortable, and I'm telling you, I'm not being a jerk. I'm not telling you that you have to cut it off with him. I'm telling you, you've got 30 days to make it, to do whatever you need to do, but after that, I'm done.
It brings you brought up something that might also be like when you said it's embarrassing. Like, I know that in the situation I was years ago, and again, this is years ago, so this is nobody I've been with recently or in the past few years. But the rumors about them, like for there to be a red flag, also is that at the time that this happened, there were people outside of our relationship that kind of already knew the rumors about them. Or had rumors about these other two, and they ended up being true. So do you know of any rumors that might be of the two of them?
Because
that, to
Zero.
Me, is also a red flag.
In fact, we have people that all work sort of around us, and, I mean, we're all hanging out as kind of a big group now. And believe you me, man, I have been eyes on, just looking for any little thing. Mm-hmm. There's been nothing there.
Okay.
There's been nothing there. So I guess to answer your question, I'm taking a leap of faith here because I trust my wife. 100%.
You know how you compared it to, like, if she had a new girlfriend that she was excited about, you wouldn't be worried about it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's because, like, when you meet somebody new that you connect with in one way or another, whether that's friendship level or you're attracted to them, whatever, you sort of, like, have a crush on them, right? Like, one of my girlfriends that I've, you know, that I met a couple of years ago, like, I would describe, like, the beginning of becoming friends with her, I'm talking about Jamie, was like, I had a crush on her. Like, I was like, I just can't wait to hang out with her. Like, I want to be around her all the time. Like, I like her energy, whatever.
I've actually had dreams about you having a crush on her.
But we formed a really great friendship. But I think that that's what it is. It's like sort of like a crush on someone. And that's the danger when it's someone of the opposite sex, is you do form a crush on that person and you want to talk to them all the time. You want to text them. You want to be around them. You want to hang out with them. You want to share your life with them. So you have a crush on them. And so that's the dangerous part. It's a recipe for disaster. You're just setting yourself up for a situation to happen. Not to say that you can't trust your wife and not to say that you can't trust this guy, but you put yourself in that situation enough times over and over again, something happens.
Yeah, I could tell you this, that they were going through, or at least Stacy was going through sort of that, I hate to call it a crush phase because it hurts my heart, but last summer when she was bringing him up all the time, I just really felt so inadequate. Like, why are you so excited about this dude? Like, why? And now... I couldn't tell her that I was checking her phone and all, but she was texting him a hell of a lot more than she was texting me.
Dude, she's going to hear that you're checking her phone. You know, when you're talking to that thing, it goes all over.
She can listen back.
Damn it.
Like,
why didn't you should have told me that 5 minutes
and
ago.
And a heads up, two states now.
Hey, Abigail, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, yeah. I just recently got married, and my husband works at a hospital with 20 of women. And I think there is a huge, huge difference with someone having your phone number to call about work and call maybe to change shifts or something like that and text messaging you about your personal life. Because just because they don't have a physical affair doesn't mean she's not having an emotional affair.
Yeah, I brought that up to her also. I did.
An emotional connection with him that refuses to let go of.
I'm just wondering, after you had the conversation with them, do you feel any better?
He didn't say he wasn't attracted to your wife. He said, I promise you it will never happen.
I didn't
he
ask
didn't
him that,
say,
though.
I'm not attracted to your wife.
I didn't even ask him that question.
Don't play the music! There's still more questions!
We can talk about it on the other end.
That is such a tough question to answer,
too.
Are we
going to continue this conversation?
Oh, my God, Melissa.
Melissa.
What happened?
I guess we are, yes. Yes, we can. You still want more answers?
Well, it's just you said you brought up to her about the emotional affair, and you didn't say what she said back.
I said it feels like an emotional affair, and she said it's not. It's like a brother to me. And he has sort of become a brother to our family.
Okay.
I can say that.
All right.
I'd like to be your brother.
All right, I'm done.
You, I don't trust. So that's where it really is right now.
Okay.
If I had to be 100% honest, I'm not 100% comfortable with it even today, but I think I gotta be.
I don't think you have to be.
Stand up for yourself, man.
Yeah.
I did, and I am. I'm just saying I'm jumping in here that it's got to be 100% trust, and that's where I'm at with it.
It's going to come up in every argument.
Bobby Joe, go ahead.
My best friend in the whole wide world is a guy, and I started dating this guy, now my fiancé, and I kind of told him, look, here's the deal. This is my best friend, and I'm not going to make any, you know, if you're not okay with this, then you're going to have to either get good with it or leave it alone. And the fact that Stacey brought you into the relationship in the beginning and you decided not to join it, I got Stacey's back. I'm sorry. He did everything right.
Different. That's what she said also. It's different. Why is it different?
Because you were friends with this guy before you started dating your fiancé, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
that is different.
Because Stacey and Bert were married and then she brought this guy into their relationship.
I do feel like that's different.
Very.
But she did invite you into the beginning of it, though.
She absolutely did.
She didn't try and hide it from you, and she didn't try and exclude you.
Nope.
I think that that's where the line is.
They both have been really good about it. I mean, I think even when he knew that in the beginning, when it was tense, he was texting me, and he was trying to make it cool also.
Your wife's online. She just sent me an email, and I winced.
She sent you an email that she's online? Listening?
Oh, I expected.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I expected her to know that we were talking about
it. Oh, yeah.
It.
No, it's about something completely different.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, she's going to hear that. It's going to be up online anyway.
Listen, Bert has been defending her from the start.
Yeah,
and we've opened lines for people who supported her. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be up online later on today anyway, so she'd hear it.
I don't know why, but just in the middle of it, it made me nervous.
because I want to.
I'm scared of Stacey, and I'm not scared to say that.
I want to eventually hear Stacey's point of view.
Yeah?
I want to hear Stacey online and her point of view.
I'll try and get her on tomorrow. I'll have my people call her people.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, I'll call her guy friend and he can arrange that she can be on tomorrow morning.
Oh, Bert.
What? Where'd that come from?
That's not funny. That's sad. Where'd that come from?
The Bert Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bert Show.
Well, it seems my diabolical plan has worked. Well, it's not a diabolical plan. It's just always his mad scientist. So I had shared with you guys, I guess last week or so, or a couple weeks ago, about the fact that I wanted to drive a manual transmission car for the sole purpose of not texting while driving, because I am one of the worst offenders at texting while driving for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the need that if I have a thought in the moment or my phone buzzes, then I got to pick it up and I've got to take care of it at that, even if I'm en route somewhere.
It's almost like a knee-jerk reaction. Like, if that phone is right next to you and you see the little light on the BlackBerry go off or it rings or something, it's almost impossible to ignore.
And I'm, you know, I'm a big critic of Katie for always having to respond to her phone as if she's accessible 24/7. But then again, I'm a big offender myself if during the day, there I am in the car. So I decided.
It really is apparent that it's only us that you don't respond to.
If you text me, I'll respond to you. It's not a phone call. I'm talking about texting while driving.
Okay.
And so if you were paying attention, but you're on your phone texting. So anyway. So,
and she's not lying.
And I'm not lying.
Right.
So anyway, so, and we've all seen Oprah, you know, have everybody who's on her show give the pledge. So I decided, you know what? I can't be on Oprah. Because my schedule doesn't allow it. But what I'm going to do is drive a manual. So I, you know, it's auto day, I guess, here on the Bert Show. I drive an Audi from Jim Ellis Audi of Atlanta. And so I went to them and I said, look, I need a manual transmission because I don't want to text and drive. And I confess to them that I do that.
And the theory is that you'd be so focused on shifting.
Absolutely. Because
you have to use both hands.
You have to use both feet and both hands to drive a stick shift. And you're constantly, you know, unless you're on the interstate, you are constantly, and even on the interstate, it just keeps me from doing it. So it's funny how I had to wait in order to get a manual because not many cars make new manual transmissions. It's just manual and not an automatic clutchless manual combination. So I got my car and sure enough I've been able to do it without, and I have not texted while driving.
Is that right?
Awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah. Now are you noticing other people texting while driving now that you're not doing it?
Mm-mm.
You're not noticing it anymore?
I notice it all the time.
I can see the totally cars. Tell. It does. It looks like somebody's drunk, right?
Mm-hmm. They're all over the roadway.
It drives you crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Coming down 85 this past weekend, I saw somebody pass. They passed me, and they had their hands on the top of the steering wheel and their whatever it was. I was probably going 80, somewhere between 80 and 85, like fast, and they...
They were going faster
than that, texting while driving.
It is part of our world now, so I still can't figure out, with technology being where it is, why there's not good enough software for your phone right now that is accurate enough to where you can verbally text and drive. Mm-hmm. Like, Jeff has passed on a couple of different applications that he thought would be good, and I've tried them, and they all suck, man.
Like, well, why don't you just make a phone call?
Or why not just wait until you stop
crazy talk.
You know what voice-activated texting is called? Conversation.
No.
Yeah. Or just wait until the car stops. You have 5 minutes to get to your destination.
It's not possible. Not possible.
At least I was honest about it, called myself out, and figured it out.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.